Should we talk about economics, finance, investment, the markets, the Detroit Tigers? None of it matters. This is the only conversation that matters right now for 112% of you listening coast to coast, frankly, around the world. Robert Iafola is with Bloomberg Law, and he is our person, our beast, following workplace vaccination. Robert, what are the unvaccinated going to do?
Hopefully get vaccinated.
What if they don't?
Well, I think there's been a pandemic going on for a while now that some answers come from that.
Robert, we had the FDA come in here and approve the Pfizer vaccine. Presumably Moderna will follow. What does that mean for corporate America? Can I just call up my employees and say, you got to get it if you want to work here?
Basically, you can. If you're a private sector employer, you have an awful lot of control over setting the terms and conditions of employment. And while it hasn't been common for sporting goods stores or, just all sorts of random businesses to have vaccine mandates, that is a new thing. And it's understandable that it's pretty uncomfortable for employers, outside of healthcare.
Well, cut to the chase. You know, there's no other topic, folks, on any conversation or on any dining table, a kitchen table in America. If somebody's not vaccinated, is their job at risk if they're presently employed?
Well, employers have taken some different approaches. Those employers that have decided to institute vaccine mandates, I sort of categorize them as hard mandates and soft mandates. Hard mandate being, vaccination or termination. A soft mandate being vaccinate or wear a mask at work and submit to frequent testing.
Yeah, but one final question. If you're unvaccinated, can you be fired from your employer who says everyone will be vaccinated? I still don't have a straight answer from anybody.
These things need to get tested in individual cases.
Okay.
And situations
okay,
can differ.
Fair.
But
yeah.
In general, private employers do have that authority to set the terms and conditions. They can tell you to wear a uniform. They can tell you to come
They tell
in
me that
hours.
Every day.
Hence the bow tie.
Robert, thank you so much. Robert Iafola, thank you so much with Bloomberg Law this morning.